All right, classes 8-man through 2-way are heading into the postseason here in KMA land. On the line with me, head coach of Exira EHK Spartans, we have Drew Buckle on the line. Coach Buckle, you guys made it in as a wild card there at 8-man. Let's go over that season there, as you guys have had some up and down affairs, but playing pretty good towards the end of the season.
Yeah, very proud of our kids. You know, it's never easy to make the playoffs in football, so it's an amazing accomplishment to be able to do that 3 years in a row says a lot about our kids, a lot about our seniors, and where the program's heading. Yeah, like you said, a lot of ups and downs. I'm not sure, you know, where the season was going to go after week zero. You know, to our loss to Sydney, it could have gone one or two ways, and our guys decided to respond. And we, you know, piled together a couple good performances, you know, with beating East Mills. And, you know, we were competitive with Coon Rapids, you know, with the game that we felt let slip away. And then ultimately, you know, that led into, you know, our Weva, where we kind of had a setback. And, that you know, I just didn't think we prepared that well for them for whatever reason. And so after that, you know, moment against our Weva, you know, I told the guys that Monday that this was going to be the turning point of our season, and you know, it kind of was heading into Griswold, and you know, we were able to knock off Griswold and then go on a 3-game winning streak, and you know, that really sparked their guys and really allowed us to even be in, you know, playoff competition to get in. So, and then, you know, our most recent game against Audubon, you know, one of the top rated teams in the state, they're a good, great team, very well coached. And you know, I was, the only thing that, you know, I was disappointed in our kids were we just weren't doing our assignments, we weren't reading our keys. For example, you know they had guys pulling and we were running the opposite way, so our eyes were not in the correct positions and we were not in the correct spot. And obviously against a great team like Audubon, they're going to expose that, and you know, they absolutely did that. So we got to clean those things up heading into Woodbine.
Kind of talk on your senior leadership. You guys have a lot of good seniors making a lot of production out there for you. Who's been doing really well for the Spartans this season?
Yeah, it's been a collection of all of them. You know, Justin and Bryce obviously lead the way. You know, there are captains, and Gus Grieving as well. You know, those three are our captains of the football team. Bryce and Justin have done an excellent job all season long of just, you know, going with whatever position we need them to play. We started off with Bryce at quarterback and had to move him to get him more in space and move Johnson to quarterback. And so they've just done very well with that exchange. And then you got Alan Olson, who's been a terrific ball carrier for us. You know, he's been hurt the past two games, but all season long he's been a workhorse for us, hard to bring down. And we have Preston White, who's done an excellent job at blocking for us, and then on the defensive side of things, kept coming in and filling in for linebacker duties. He's just gotten better each week. And then you got Austin Rasmussen, who's, you know, joined the team late, midway through the season, he's had some big, big explosive plays for us in the passing game. You know, he's done an excellent job of, you know, his route running. So he's done an excellent job for us as well. And, we're senior led, and you know, these seniors, they just want to win. So that's the biggest part of it, is they're unselfish. They'll play any position we ask them to play, and you know, I just can't ask any more out of them.
You guys earned that playoff spot. Now you'll be playing Woodbine here. Just what's some expectations, Coach, heading into that one?
Yeah, Woodbine, they top rated for a reason. They're very balanced on offense. They can run it or they can throw it. They're big up front. They're athletic on the back end. So it's going to take a collection of guys, a concerted effort to have all 8 hats on the ball at all times. And up front, we've got to do a great job of knowing who we're responsible for in the blocking scheme and getting a hat on a hat. Like I said, defensively wise, we've got to read our keys a lot better than we did last week. And it's just trying to put ourselves in the best position possible to succeed. And, you know, I'm okay with the, you know, physical mistakes, because those are going to happen, especially with a team like Woodbine, who's very big and athletic. But I don't live with the mental mistakes, and we made too many of those last weekend. So we're looking to sharpen that, those areas up.
And then what area of the game is probably priority number one you want to see out of your team come there on Friday?
I would just say taking care of the football and reading our keys. Because if we do that, you know, it's going to give us the best position, I mean, the best chance to succeed. If we're not reading, recognizing run or pass, you know, it's going to be a long night for us. If we're not recognizing where the ball is going, it's going to be another long night for us. So, if you give the ball away to Woodbine like we did a week ago, you know, we gave two defensive touchdowns and a punt return for a touchdown. We cannot do that. And, you know, if we just eliminate those kinds of mistakes, it'll put us in the best position to succeed.
That's head coach Drew Buchholz of Exira EHK heading into their 8-man playoff matchup with Woodbine here come this Friday. Hey, coach, thanks for getting this in, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yep, thank you.